Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. With your host, Pastor Jeremy Maynard. You know his motto. He's excited to be alive. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You ready?
Let's get the conversation started.
How we always do, we always start off by honoring our Heavenly Father. And I'm going to read from Ephesians 4:13-16 in the King James, and it says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of Yah unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Messiah, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, but by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Mashiach Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that we are able to be conduits of your edification. Hallelujah, that thwarts the indoctrination so that our children are prepared to speak and perform in public and honor and glorify you in the process. Bless us, Lord, as we work on the inside of the children and bless them to be sturdy and solid. Bless us, Lord, to operate as PR reps. Hallelujah. Preparing them to make clear statements of whose they are by how they act, how they communicate, how they behave and interact. We thank you, Lord, for victory for our children as we operate as announcers. Hallelujah. Speaking clearly and preparing the world for their coming. Hallelujah. And doing the play-by-play in the home, so that they are not only accountable, but they are valuable and made to know that they're valuable. So thank you, Lord, for this time as we, your Father and Father, honor and glorify you and fatherhood in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. You know, Elder Ron, you know, it says train the child in the way he should go, but when we train up, it's not an external thing. It's an internal thing, and we have to train them up inside out. We need to have them honor in their behavior, but we have to consistently model what is expected and communicate and encourage that which is expected in the home. Also provide the consequences. Hallelujah. Our legacy mode comport themselves and behave properly and admirably and poignantly and wisely with quality, consistency, care, and wisdom. So bless us. So we're about to talk about, you know, being effective as a father, preparing his child to honorably represent and be presentable to the world and humbly serve and promote what they're doing well to bless others. So, Elder Ron, when you think of all that we've been going through, we had a great conversation before we got on, and, you know, the call for dads to be PR reps and announcers, you know, because we say life is a team. No one grows by themselves. They don't grow up. Mm-hmm. I should say we grow by ourselves, but we don't grow up by ourselves. How do we operate best as public relations representatives for our children? We touched on it a little bit last week. I know you have a lot of nuggets to drop, so I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say. So dad is PR rep. Go ahead, Elder Ron.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And it's a great topic. Father says public relations. PR reps are public relations. Keywords, public and relations. How do you relate in public that which you are projecting to others, and how do you want them to see? Because public relations really, as we know it, is to create and maintain a picture's public image for the particular person or group or whoever. In this case, it's your children, whether it's your child or children.
Right.
And you want to shape the public perception of your children so it increases the awareness of who they are to others.
Yes.
You know, so a public relations person specializes in building and maintaining that individual as a father.
Right.
So
yes.
Your job is to build, and then what you're building, to maintain it so that it continues to grow.
Yes.
When
yes.
you're cultivating a great mind, you leave behind small thinking. So
yes.
if you view your children of being children of greatness, then you will always be looking to cultivate them a great mind. Again, it goes back to some of those things I've talked about in the past, that if a father is a visionary,
is it what?
He's definitely a visionary. He is definitely on point as a public relations person.
Yes.
Because the visionary is a functional responsibility for a man, because without it, he can't fulfill the other assignments he's been given, the other five. Visionary is one. But he's a leader, he's a teacher, he's a cultivator, he's a provider, and he's a protector. So in order for him to operate in balance and all those rest of them, he has to be a visionary. He has to understand the key to what creates great minds and how to balance things so that the small thinking doesn't have the privilege of attaching itself to his children through what's on the outside. So looking at it, he has to disseminate all the kind of information that's flowing to his children, whether it's from outside sources, from in the house, from himself, from the mother, from brothers and sisters, from the cousins, family members in general. You know, he's got to take the and we know public relations can be a stressful job in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing it through the guidance and the leadership of the Most High, he's going to give you the things you need to do what you need to do. He's going to allow you to slow down things in the world where everything in the world we know is instantaneous, can be challenging. He's going to slow it down that you can get the perspective of what it is you need to be dealing with. He's going to take that high-pressure environment and make it where it's not so much pressure so that you can use the proper skill sets that are needed for your role. Number one, communication.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's one. But the top above even that is honesty.
Yeah.
There has to be truth.
Yeah.
Without truth, nothing else matters. He has to have that what can I say, the ability to prioritize and plan effectively. He has to have excellent communication skills, both orally and in written.
Yes.
And people say, well, why written form? Because he has to be able to put things in perspective on paper that is a lasting, not only memory, but a lasting area of point of contact that they can relate to what they're doing to what's in writing. Because he's not always around. They have something that refers from him. They have something to refer to as they're moving. He has to be attention to detail, which means he needs to understand and know his children.
Yes, yes.
Know his household. He has to know a mother.
Yes.
You know, then another one is he has to have excellent interpersonal skills, personality skills.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. His job is to help the children to prioritize their lives and the things that are important to them and to the family as a whole so that they don't get off focus and start investing their energy in trivial matters, you know, that don't make any sense. I think it was Franklin D. Roosevelt's wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, made a statement that great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, but small minds discuss people.
Yes. That's a great quote. And it ought to be lived. It ought to be lived.
Absolutely. So children have to understand their destiny is greatness. And pettiness and greatness cannot occupy the same space.
Yes.
And when they're operating out of anything that doesn't relate to push them towards greatness that could be labeled as pettiness or anything in relation to it, it blocks their destiny opportunities from manifesting their lives because they begin to prioritize the minor issues that are not necessary, like we like to say, they measure in the minors and minor in the majors.
Right.
But if the father is not where he needs to be, he's not going to be able, as a public relations person, to bring that into understanding and the relations of it, because we deal in a world that the social media is pretty much the aviant of everything. So if everybody gets their sense of thought from it, their belief system, They base their truths off it and everything else you can think of. So that's not good. And if they're bombarded a large percentage of the day with that more than they are with at home, there's a great chance that their priorities are going to be off-centered. So as a father, again, as that I think I spoke to all six of those to some degree, you know, again, as a leader, teacher, coordinator, provider, and protector, and most people, they hit the protector, they don't understand that doesn't just mean physical protection. It means protection of the heart, where the spirit is. It means protection of the mind. It means the protection of the emotions. You know, all of that. For those areas, as a provider, it's not just money. He has to provide the spiritual balance. He has to provide the what's needed for them to understand how to reach when he's not there, how to call on the ultimate father, to have the confidence in him. And how does that come? Just by him telling them? No, by him demonstrating. When they see him in action, when they see him having the family participating in this, and then seeing the results of it, it strengthens them and gives them a resolve to understand that it's real. And this is their way of doing what they need to do.
Yes. And you know what? It's also time for us to go on a break. And we will be right back after these messages. Yes. Calling all dads in the Henry County of Georgia. Hey there, fellow dads. We know life's journey and can sometimes take unexpected turns, but we're in this together. If you're looking to connect with a supportive group of men who understand these challenges, we're here for you. Our organization is all about ironing, sharpening iron in a safe, welcoming space. Share your stories, experiences, and learn from one another as we navigate the path ahead. We understand that re-entering society comes with its own set of challenges, and we're here to offer legitimation support. Whether you need guidance on navigating your child support or simply want to connect with like-minded dads, we've got your back. So connect here at https://bit.ly/3on, lowercase g-i-m-v. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let's build a strong network of fathers who uplift, empower, and learn from each other, the dads of Henry County. Fatherhood is a journey. And we're back, and we're back, we're back. We are excited to be alive. Yes, you are now listening to the best fatherhood radio show in the world.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show. Radio Show. Radio
Show. Radio Show. Yes, she likes the team when dad is a PR rep and an announcer. You know, you did a great job of showing the points and the importance of dad being a PR rep, but we never actually defined it, right? What is a PR rep? A public relations specialist is someone that creates and maintains a positive image.
Exactly.
Individuals they represent. They craft releases. In other words, information that goes out to let people know who these people are. They also develop social media programs to shape public perception. You see, the perception will determine their reception. How they're perceived will determine how they're received. And you want to increase awareness of your child's work and goals. It's not only a way of blessing them with opportunity beyond your personal scope, but it's also a way to keep them accountable. So that they're more than one person looking at, you know, back in the day that you could get trouble because your neighbor saw you cutting up. Well, it's the same thing on the opposite end. When there's an expectation that a child is going to do something with their life, you promote that. You put that in the air for others to also, when they're not in your view and they may be in someone else's view, they're still not doing things to damage their name, their reputation, and their opportunities. So that's kind of where a public relations relates to parenting. It relates to parenting in crafting, formulating a message that speaks well of the expectation, not unrealistic, because you lose not only your child, but people think you're crazy if your expectations are unrealistic. But if they're realistic, share them. You know, fatherhood as a public relations representative shares some similarities, particularly in the aspect of communication, representation, relationship building, and others. The first thing is communication skills. This is part of the job of the PR rep. You pull the child to the side, and if they're acting up, saying words that they ought not to in public, about people, about things, and using expletives and derogatory terms, you pull them to the side. When dads are PR reps, they require strong communication skills. Fathers need to effectively communicate with their children. Listen, let me say that again, listen to their needs and then respond appropriately. Reps as dad, when dad reps, you got to rep dad, you communicate clearly with your children through all forms of media. You communicate clearly about your children to the public in a safe, honoring way without exposure.
Yeah.
Messages that manage your child's image.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Communication.
You said seven C's of public relations when you talked about those C's.
Yes.
You know, one is number one, clear.
Yes.
Two, concise. Three,
yes.
Concentrate. Four,
yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Five, coherent. Six,
yes.
Complete.
Yes.
And seven, cohesive.
Say it again so the people can write it down. Say it slower, say it slower, say it again. The seven,
seven
ways
C's
we must communicate.
Public relations.
Yes.
Number one is clear.
Yes.
Number two is concise.
Yes.
Number three is concentrate. Concrete.
Be solid.
Number four is correct.
Yes.
Five is coherent.
Yes.
Six is complete. And finally, seven is courteous.
Yes, courteous. Oh, you don't realize the opportunities you receive as a courteous child and the opportunities you blow as a rude child.
Mm-hmm.
Even as an adult. Yeah. I think there's a young lady over in Dubai having to deal with legal issues because somebody
didn't tell her not to run her mouth in
other places. You shouldn't run your mouth in any place like that. But to run your mouth in public in certain places have different ramifications because they're different rules. Part of you as a PR rep, maybe her folks didn't tell her that when you go over to places, there are different rules and different expectations, and certain things are not allowed. and it's wise not to do the things that are not allowed.
Well, that means that one or two things possibly happen, one or two or maybe both. One being that nobody told her that it's important that when you're traveling somewhere to learn the customs and the ways of where you're going, which is very important, extremely important, because we see she understands why now. Or they told her, which is even worse, number two, they told her and she responded like, I really don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, we know that relates to you being what Daddy calls stiff neck and hard head.
Yep.
Has an effect.
Yep.
You know, which now she is experiencing. And there's no knock on her as an individual. I look at it that some things in life take place as a lesson. Like we always like to say, if it's a blessing, it's a lesson. And then sometimes it is a blessing. Because if you don't learn, as Kevin Hart used to say, you're going to learn today.
Yes, either you learn, if you learn in private, the public consequences will align with what you learned in private.
Absolutely.
The public consequences align most often. We know in this country we have to deal with sometimes a little brutality that does not align, but for the most part, your private will align with your public, and what your perception is becomes how you're received. Are you perceived as a threat, or are you perceived as a joy and an enhancer?
Think about it. Yeah, think about it. Public relations is a strategic communications process.
Yes.
Key words I just used in there, everybody. Public relations is a, one, strategic, two, communication process. Why?
Yes.
Because it does something very, very needed, something that's very clear and precise, and something that makes things operate the way they should operate. It builds mutual beneficial relationships between situations and people.
Yes. And what happens is, you move from communication into the number two of the seven is representation. Fathers represent their family and play a significant role in modeling and encouraging and promoting the values and behaviors that are expected of their children. As PR reps, they act as spokesmen for their children, presenting that not only that positive image, but advocating on their behalf. A representation is that you represent your last name. You represent your people. You represent whose you are. If you belong to the Most High, you are His children. And as a child of the Most High, there are certain behaviors that we ought not do. And that representation leads to number three, reputation management.
Remember they used to say back in the day we were younger that you don't hear so much now? Isn't that Maynard boy?
Yep.
Isn't that the Herring boy? They acknowledge they acknowledged your family's last name because it meant something.
Yes.
So there was a reputation that went with that family's last name.
Yes.
They understood their family by its last name and what that last name stood for.
Yes. Politicians need to learn this, that a good name cannot be bought.
That's right.
As there's a trial going on right now to prove what I'm saying.
Exactly.
There is reputation management that a dad must be concerned about managing their reputation and guiding them to make good choices to uphold a positive reputation in the family and community. Working to maintain a positive public image for their family, their organization.
Yep.
If they're part of a team, part of their team, if they're part of a band, part of their band, if they're part of a club, part of their club, if it's their friend group, don't embarrass your friends by being the knucklehead. You know, they say, if one person jumps off the bridge, is everybody going to jump off? Be the leader of wisdom. Be the leader of wisdom. Yes, have fun, laugh, joke, crack jokes, but don't do anything that's going to ruin or alter or make difficult reputation management. So
exactly.
That's number three. Number four is crisis management. Okay, sometimes they're going to mess up. And as a crisis manager, as a dad, in your PR role, you provide emotional support and help your
mm-hmm.
children through situations. Sometimes you have to be the one to offer the punishment, to do the punishment, the attitude alignment, the will alignment.
Yeah.
You have to lift them up and do the will alignment. And they're responsible for handling these crises, such as negative things said about them in the public backlash, or things that minimize their reputation. And we got to go to a break, and we will be right back. Yes, dads. Calling all dads in Henry County. Hey there, fellow dads. We know life's a journey and sometimes can take unexpected turns, but we're all in it together. If you're looking to connect with a supportive group of men who understand these challenges, we at Further and Farther are here for you. Our organization is all about a sharpening iron and in a safe and welcoming environment. Share your unique stories in a safe place, experiences, and learn from one another as we navigate the path ahead. We understand that re-entering society, whether it be military or other means, it comes with its own set of challenges. And we're here to offer legitimation support. Whether you need guidance or navigating your child support or simply want to connect with like-minded dads, we got your back. So connect with us at https://bit.ly/3ongimb. Remember, you're not in this alone. This journey is not yours by yourself. Let's build a strong network of dads who uplift, empower, and learn from each other. Yes, you are now listening to the best fatherhood radio show in the world.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show.
The brothers are back in the building. Life is a team when dad is a PR rep and an announcer. So we just finished up reputation management and crisis management. But there's also another three things that a dad as a PR rep must do. Number one is building relationships. You see, the etiquette, the manners, maturity to do what they're supposed to do, it helps build a strong relationship not only in the home, but strong relationships that the father can properly represent in public and build a strong bond between their children because of their promotion. They know daddy loves them, but can trust them and understand them as they speak well of them. And they hear others say, ah, your daddy said that you are awesome and do X, Y, and Z. The child will say, if they're raised properly, will say, thank you, ma'am, or thank you, sir. And they will feel the importance of their alignment and their assignment. So as we strive to build bonds with our children, they also build bonds with people who will speak well of them outside, people who will offer them opportunities that will foster good or foster goodwill, and also foster support. That support will not only come from dear old dad and wonderful mom or brothers and sisters or aunties, but it could also come from neighbors and coaches and guidance counselors and the like, teachers. So be that one that helps them build quality relationships, those that are horizontal with their friends, those that they treat their younger siblings, if they have them, well, but also that they're very, very, very respectful to those who are older and mature. And what that does is it aids in the next thing, which is advocacy. Fathers act as advocates for their children, ensuring their needs and interests are protected. Not just met, but protected. They act mm-hmm. as advocates, promoting what they do well, how they serve well, their causes, their hobbies, their talents, their gifts, and their abilities. And by advocating for them, they'll be in the stands like loudmouth Pastor Jeremy when his son is running a touchdown or his daughter is answering a question or receiving a reward, that he will be the loud one cheering on not only his child, but the children that are connected to him on his team, which is also a part of powerful advocacy, that you advocate not only for your child, but their circle, their sphere of influence, and their winner's circle. And then finally, you said this before, Elder Ron, strategic planning. When dads are PR reps, strategic planning, it means you plan ahead of time for them to win. You draw up the plays for them to win that involve their education, their well-being, and their future. We help develop strategies and communication so that they achieve their objectives and ensure consistent messages that come out about who they are. So Elder Ron, building relationships, advocacy, and strategic planning. Let's chop it up about that with regard to dad as PR rep.
Well, that's interesting, man, because as the way the father is designed, the male is not the head of his home because he has to lead. He has to lead because he is the head. His position is inherited. He can't get around it. You know, one key thing that a lot of people don't understand is that we are designed for responsible leadership. So we have to lead and be responsible because when we are, we have to understand that everything that is under our jurisdiction in one shape or manner doesn't mean that we are these rulers or these judges standing over folks. It's because we have to have vision before we can operate with discipline.
Yes.
Because discipline comes out of vision. You know, discipline comes as you plan ahead and make sacrifices to fulfill the vision.
Yes.
So it has to come from the heavenly head to us, and then make its way down to the others to line up in agreement with what they are feeling in their hearts when the foundation has already been put there because of dad and mom's obedience to the leading of the Spirit. So it's going to walk in conjunction, like I said before. There's that mutual beneficial relationship that mm-hmm. is being built between the parents and the children and the adults and others on the team. Not only does it flow to children, it overflows to the other children. And they start to appreciate it and respond to it and receive from it. And it has a way of going to the other parents, either when they're either already there and they're finding that we're in the same place, with the same agreement, doing the same thing, they connect together and make it that much stronger. And the ones that don't understand, they come into a place of revelation and understanding so that now they see that it reduces beneficiality to everything, including their own children. So they want a piece of it because maybe they never experienced that in their own home when they were growing up. And now they get an opportunity to see what happens when it's present, and they want it because they're looking for it. Remember what I said before, greatness runs deep, but pettiness runs shallow and wide. You know, and you can't, that pettiness and greatness can't occupy the same space. So if you want to see the destiny that you have for your children to go forth to be transpire into something great, all that has to be removed. And the most effective method of communications is verbal communication. You know, and it makes what? Conveying thoughts faster and easier, and it's usually the most successful method of communicating. But it's interesting that it makes up just what, 7% of all human contact, which is really, you know, makes you scratch your chin like, wow, really? You know, you got the A, B, and C that have to be mastered, accuracy and delivery and clarity. So when you're communicating with people face-to-face, as I had down here, three B's of communication. One is visual, how we look. Two is vocal, how we sound. Three is verbal, what we say. You know, these are strategies for effective verbal communication. So when we're dealing with people, we deal with, we want to focus on the issue, not the person. We want to be genuine. We want to emphasize rather than remain detached. We want to be flexible towards others, that we're not the be-all, the end-all, that we don't have all the answers. We know we do this together, and everybody has something to bring to the table. And we learn to value, you know, ourselves, our experiences, and everybody else that's around us, and we're always using affirmative responses. So these are the ways that will help our children to understand this is how you communicate, this is how you work as one, this is how you get from one step to the next step, and this is what brings you the results you're looking for. Again, like I said, we as men, we're designed for responsible leadership. And, you know, and we are to lead and be responsible for everything under our jurisdiction. And all of us have to understand that comes from a disciplined mind with a disciplined concept. So, again, when we're thinking with clarity and conciseness and we're being, you know, focused, we're concrete on where we stand. And we're able to operate in a corrective mindset, which means that if we see we're going off the tittle a little bit, we got no problem acknowledging that and getting back in place where we need to be. We have a humbleness about us.
You need relationships to be humble, though. You need those people who speak those accountable relationships to speak into you so that you can be humble. Yes, you have to be humble so that you can receive the information. You know, you have you're required to give your children answers, and some of it you may know. But you're not a know-it-all. You don't know it all.
No, you're not far from it. The moment that you recognize that, that's key. That's the first part of building the foundation for greatness. When you realize it's not all about you, you're not the be-all, the do-all. You know, I mean, when you look at the example that Yahshua, our Savior and our soon-coming King, set for us, he showed us by his life our need for those important elements related to purpose, a clear self-image and life consistent with one's purpose and calling. And how do you get that? The only true vision that I know of that works is the one that you can be found only in the presence of the Most High. You know, and again, Yahshua showed that because he was in constant contact with the Father in order to know how to fulfill his life purpose. Now, he came out of heaven knowing this already, but he's put it aside to operate as a normal man would so that he would be subject to having to do the same things he was asking us to do. He was setting the example. So we as men, we have to put our focus there in order for us to find the proper example to lead us so that we can do it right, so that the others coming behind us will see the aha moment, and they in turn and inclined will want to do as well so that they can have this righteousness operating in their lives, especially our children.
Yes, the scripture tells us not to frustrate our children, but raise them in the admonition of the Most High. And part of the frustration also is your personal conduct as a man. Your personal conduct when they overhear how you treat others. You know, it's not just how you treat people who can do something for you that speaks to your character. It's how you treat people who can do absolutely nothing for you. How do you treat people? How do you treat people who cannot add or subtract anything, but are you see along the way? How do you treat other folk? Your children take cues from you. They say there's no book on parenting, but you become the book that your child reads. So, yes, you want to build relationships, operate in advocacy, and also strategically plan so that there's a preparedness. There's a calm, there's also, teammates when they know what's happening, just have to look. How many times do you just have to look at your child?
My children get some concern. I never, ever, when we were out in public, had to raise my voice. I would just look at them. They knew exactly what that meant. And they went on and got in. And a parent saw that one time, and they fell out laughing. they said, you looked over there at your daughters. They were a little loud, and you just happened to look over there, and them girls got quiet and went and sat down, and you didn't hear another peep. And the lady said, I told my husband, did you just see that? And he said, what? Did you see what Mr. Harris just said? He looked at them girls, and they went and sat down. He didn't have to raise his voice. He didn't have to do nothing. She said, now that's some discipline right there.
Yes.
But it wasn't because I was this dominating thing, which you have to understand that men have to really realize that when we hear that word dominating, it's so misplaced and out of place. Because the only thing that we're ever supposed to dominate is to show domination. It's not over other people, whether it's your children or other men and women around you. Because we're equal.
Our own flesh.
Exactly.
That's what we dominate.
We should exercise dominion over the world, not each other. Over the things of the world, we're supposed to have dominion over that, not each other. And that's where we make the mistake. And we apply that to our relationships as men and women. And that's why it's all balanced. It's not operating right, because we have to understand we are equal in the sense of how the Father sees us. Yes, we have different attributes. We have different things we do that we can do well. And then there's things that the women do well. So when we're trying to cross and do each other's jobs, we don't do it so well, because we're not working in status. But the key thing is we're different, and we need each other. When we understand that, we can go a long way towards restoring those humongous relationships we need to have between us. And because when we do it right, then we're doing the Father's plan for humanity.
Amen. And we have to go to these messages, and we're going to be right back. Yes. Coming August 12th at 9 a.m., Getting to the Heart of Fathers kicks off. Happy to announce, we're excited to be alive and excited to announce Getting to the Heart of Fathers. Kicks off this Saturday, August 12th, with the men's ministry of Valley Hill Baptist Church in Georgia, in Riverdale, Georgia, at 351 Valley Hill Road, Southeast in Riverdale, Georgia. There'll be morning coffee. Reserve a spot at bit.ly, bit.ly/3PGOYHB. Yes. Join us as we work on our five-part series, The Power Pack, Transformative Walk Through Like-Minded Men. Yes, join us at Valley Hill Baptist Church, 351 Valley Hill Road, Southeast Riverdale, Georgia. Their website is www.valleyhillriverdale.org. Or you can contact us at www.furtherandfathering.org. Yes, the brothers are back in the building, and you are now listening to the best show, fatherhood show in the world.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show.
Yes, yes, yes. Life is a team when dad is a PR rep and an announcer. We talked in detail about being that PR rep as a dad, but now we're going to talk about being an announcer and seven ways dad is like a loyal sports announcer. A lot of people don't know this, but Chuck D from Public Enemy was influenced by Marv Albert. A lot of people don't know that. So when you hear yes, it's the same yes. The rhythm, the rebel. Yeah, he said it on a few podcasts, so it's safe to say. When dad is an announcer, his joy and mannerisms for the team cause him to operate in number one, encouragement and support. Just like a loyal announcer cheering for the team, yet with objective truth. Don't be lying. Dad provides constant encouragement. Don't be like Pinocchio as a motivational speaker. You have potential, and you and your nose growing. Anyway, dad provides encouragement and support to the children, whether it's on the field of life. Dads are there to uplift, to encourage and inspire the spirits of the children so that they grow in confidence. And if you know the word, I've been preaching it for a long time, confide is a contraction. And contraction means two things put together, con meaning with, and fidelity means faithfulness. So confidence comes from doing things with faithfulness. Yes. And it boosts their confidence because they know they're doing the right thing, the right way for the right reasons, which is the definition I gave to my young son, Jeremiah, for what integrity is, to do the right things, the right way for the right reasons. But you celebrate their achievements. That's the second thing you do as a sports announcer. A dedicated dad who's likened to a dedicated sports announcer celebrates every victory and achievement with genuine enthusiasm. The dad takes a joy in their child's accomplishment, whether tiny or major. And they celebrate them with the same level of enthusiasm. You want to jump in, Elder Ron?
No, you're doing good. I'm listening to you, brother. I like where you're going. You know, I like where you're flowing.
Yeah, so number one was encouragement and support. Number two is celebrating their achievements. Number three is providing play-by-play commentary, not to the point of annoyance, but just as a good sports announcer provides details, the intimacy and intricacy, details, play-by-play commentary, a dad is there to offer their child through their various life experiences so that you have to be at least translucent, if not guarded in your transparency.
That's right.
About various situations that dad has been, so they can offer advice, share wisdom, and help their children navigate the challenges with insightful commentary. When you tell a quality story, it sticks. It's why the Word of God is full of stories. Because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Our testimony is our story.
Yes.
It's not a fairy tale. It's the true story.
Absolutely.
It could even be legendary. You could have had a big reputation in the past for all sorts of things. It can be legendary, but it must carry the thread of truth that will bless your child. Yes, yes, yes. And then there's this one that a sports announcer does, even if they're cheering for their own team. They may say yes, like Marv Albert and his son, Steve Albert. They make you may say yes, but they stay calm under pressure. In the heat of the game of life, a skilled sports announcer or dad is composed and calm. He's not frenetic and frantic, delivering information with clarity, clearly enunciating the truth that makes your children free. Dads also exhibit this trait by being composed during times of crisis, offering stability, not just in your words, but in your presence and in your stance, in advocacy and for your child. So stay calm under pressure. So number one was encouragement and support. Number two was celebrating achievements. Number three was providing play-by-play. Number four was staying calm. Number five is offering analysis. A seasoned sports announcer, just like a dad, offers expert analysis on the game of life, explaining strategies and discussing the child's or the player's performance. Similar to this, dad imparts valuable life lessons and teaches their kids the important skills, character traits, and skills that their own experiences and insights cause them to operate in appreciation of their life and appreciation of the stewarded life of the child that you're there to direct. Number six is being that dedicated fan. Even though you're told to hold decorum and keep yourself in a calm way, you can be excited and calm. Dad, they can see it by the smile on your face. You can be excited and calm. You can be that dedicated fan, dedicated to your team, your family, your community, your people, with showing unwavering loyalty through wins and through losses. You demonstrate the same loyalty that they're having regardless of the circumstances and standing on their side. And then number seven, the last one, is narrating the journey. Just as a great sports announcer, a dad narrates the journey. You know, a child, when they're going to act up, they should hear the echo of dad's voice telling them, you bet not. You better not.
And sometimes you don't have to say much of anything. You know, just them understanding, you know, his representation says a lot. You know, again, to your point, six and seven are very, very powerful. You know, when dad's ultimate goal is to set the course of destiny for his children. And understanding that the father always provides for the vision he gives. To the father, he gives children, to the mother. And our, as men and as dads and as leaders, our responsibility is to support and sustain that vision until it comes to fruition. So that means that having the vision means that we can already see the end of the purpose. And that means we have to have our faith strictly and strongly and methodically and singly only in the Most High and Him alone. And what He has told us to do is that we can continually move towards that vision as the vision is moving towards us. Yeah. So when we say that, what I'm saying when I say that is that your priorities are set towards destiny. And as a father, that's where they should always be. You know, you're aware where you are and what you're trying to go. Because you're aware, you're prepared to seize opportunities as they arise for yourself and your children. But you're not being so blinded by the big picture that you can't see the smaller scenarios along the way. You know, paying attention to those small things becomes sometimes the greatest opportunity that will come through the seemingly insignificant events. It's like you are taking that daily bus ride to work and you got introduced to your spouse. I'm speaking to somebody out there that had that happen to them. Sometimes even a volunteer in the organization connected that person to the CEO of that company they had been longing to work for. You know, see, we know the Bible says that, and yes, it says encourages not to despise small beginnings because they often lead to greatness. Because the key with greatness has to marinate. Your children are greatness. They have to marinate. They have to have time to grow. They have to have time to mature. They have to have time to be molded and sculpted as they are supposed to, because the Father we serve is an author of completion. He is a sculptor of divine providence. And what he has put in place, he already knows what they should be and how they're supposed to be. He's put everything in them. Our job is to bring what he has put in them out to the surface so that they themselves can see it and see the greatness that they are, but the humbleness that comes with it to allow that greatness to come to fruition in such a way that it warms the hearts of those that they come in contact, who in turn want to be a part of that growth.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. As dads, we're to aim our words through the scope of their victory so that they may hit their destiny on target. As dads, we must focus and aim our words through the scope of their victory, our children's children's victory, so that they may hit their destiny on target. Hallelujah. You know, the marksman, he know what his posture is? Prostrate. You got to be prostrate to aim right, because you don't even hear your own heart till you lay still. Mm-hmm. You get the word in edgewise, meaning that the word is just sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Causes you to dissect the issues so that if anything gets froggy, it gets cut.
Yeah, so
oh man, so we are excited to be alive. We've come to the end, but you must narrate the journey. You must be a dedicated fan. You must offer analysis, expert analysis as best you can. Sometimes you have people speaking in your ear to give you the right words to say. If you don't have the right words to say, look it up or ask somebody. You better ask somebody.
Come on now.
You got to provide play-by-play commentary, you know, and encourage them and celebrate their achievements. So we are excited to be alive. We are really, really, really excited to be alive.
You are now tuned into the best fatherhood radio show in the world. Furthering Fathering Radio Show.
Yes. We are about to close, and we are very excited to be alive. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Bless us, Lord, even as we operate as PR reps, as dads, speaking those things that empower their public image, their perception, so that they are received. Bless us, Lord, so that we also quality announcers, hallelujah, speaking well, play by play, staying calm, and off they come out on the winning side. We thank you and love you in the master's name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. This is Further and Fathering Radio, where fatherhood is elevated, families are empowered, and communities are transformed by our five core principles: honor, encouragement, accountability, reconciliation, and training. Until next week, we love you to life.
Yeah.
Where we share our five core principles: honor, encouragement, accountability, and reconciliation with up-and-coming dads, and look forward to sharing the pods with them at some point.
Furthering Fathering Radio Show. The brothers are back in the building. Brother J in NYC and Brother L in the ATL. The Furthering Fathering Radio Show.